The formation of our sea salt aerosol, I indicated that that's formed by a bubble bursting mechanism. So here you can see a little bubble forms at the surface there of our ocean. Within 2 milliseconds, that bubble has blown apart and it generates these small particles here, which then contain water and the ratio of ions that are present in seawater. Those very small particles then, you rapidly lose the water, and we end up with a solid particle that's moving by a combination of bulk movement, which is convective movement, associated with the fact that it's a very small particle moving by diffusion. So the mechanisms then for removing those particles, so here's our particle bumping around via diffusion, it can react with atmospheric gases, so that can either destroy the particle or can change its composition. When we end up with a raindrop impacting on the particle, that's referred to scavenging the particle, so it's removing the aerosol particles by precipitation. If we bump multiple small aerosol particles together, we end up with the coagulation mode. We end up finally with a large particle which is non-viable, so it's sediments removed from the atmosphere. And also, if we've got a particle which is in particular hydroscopic, that hydroscopic particle will pull water vapour in from the atmosphere, and the water vapour then will pull soluble gases in from the atmosphere, and you'll get a big change in the characteristics of the particle. Now, the amounts of aerosol in something like Mount Pinatubo, as I indicated, can change the